Good morning from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Servance, and here's a look at your news. Many families in Michigan's Thumb are facing increased food insecurity following federal SNAP funding disruptions, but a range of local and statewide resources remain available to help residents in Huron, Tuscola, and Sanilac counties. Residents can call 211 anytime for immediate connections to area food pantries and support. Programs like Double Up Food Bucks continue to offer expanded benefits, such as unlimited daily matches and the inclusion of frozen fruits and vegetables to help SNAP recipients stretch their benefits. Local schools are providing free meals and some offer weekend food kits, while community initiatives like Thumb Blessing Boxes supply basic needs discreetly. Seniors and some of those on Medicaid may qualify for home-delivered meals and fresh produce coupons through additional programs. To see a full list, go to thumbnet.net. A Thumb Area Road Commission was recognized during the County Road Association Self-Insurance Fund's annual membership meeting. Sanilac County's Road Commission was honored during their annual meeting for an outstanding accomplishment. The department qualified for the Honor Roll Award. Such an award is given to a road commission that has lower than average number of incidents of injury, which Sanilac County Road Commission had last year. Achieving that honor is not easy, considering now how dangerous road construction jobs are. And because of some previous bad actors, some townships drafted ordinances that require approval to allow increased electrical power service. During the October Colton Township Board of Trustees meeting, approval was given for a resident at 6538 Clothier Road to have additional amp service as long as township ordinances are followed. Colton is among townships that adopted ordinances that require the approval of township board for electrical service above standard 200 amp. That action was taken in order to weed out illegal marijuana growing operations. Despite legalizing medical and recreational marijuana, there's still illegal operations. To operate a legal or illegal marijuana growing operation, it takes electrical power of 400 amps instead of the standard 200 amps. There are people who buy homes without buildings to use to grow marijuana in, or they buy property to build large pole barns on for a growing facility. Those who do that dodge higher property taxes, avoid paying licensing fees, avoid quality standards, and will pay a high price for suitable property, which drives up home prices. As a way to control or eliminate illegal marijuana operations, the Michigan Zoning Enabling Act allows municipalities to enact ordinances that require permission to allow more than 200 amps, which Colton did several years ago. And we will return right after this.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire, and as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
And we're back with more news. A judge has barred the administration from requiring proof of citizenship for voter registration. The ruling confirms that state and Congress control election procedures, not the president. Voting rights organizations are celebrating the decision. Opponents warn this could weaken election security measures. The legal battle over election laws is expected to intensify before next cycle. Federal officials plan to review further changes to registration rules. And reports reveal that mass arrests have been made in connection with an alleged coup attempt in the African nation. Military officers are among those charged, with details still emerging. Regional organizations are closely monitoring the situation. Political analysts warn of possible unrest if trials move forward quickly. The government insists it remains in control, and updates are expected as the investigations continue. I'm Russ Cervantes. Thank you for joining me for your news this hour. We will return right after this.
Sure Health is proud to offer yet another option in primary care for you, now with Dr. Liz Milligan seeing patients in Bad Axe. So Dr. Milligan, what made you choose family medicine?
I always knew that family medicine was going to be the field for me. I wanted to take care of all ages, all stages, and really just be that touch point for people and build those longitudinal relationships. And so excited to be back.
That's right, you're a native of Cass City. And what would the best piece of advice be for your patients?
Ask questions, be engaged. At the end of the day, you are in the driver's seat of your health. I can't go home and make good food for you. I can't go home and have you be active. So figure out what's going to work for you and how I can support you and just be an active participant in your health.
Dr. Liz Milligan is now seeing patients at Sure Primary Care, Bad Axe. Learn more about Dr. Milligan by going to sure.org and make your appointment today. Sure Health. Better health. Better life. Are you sure?